वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म. ठीक है, न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म. सो व्हाट इज न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म? सी, न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म इज अ मोड ऑफ क्रिटिकल एनालिसिस. ठीक है, सो हाउ शुड यू अप्रोच न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म एंड व्हाट आर द प्रिंसिपल्स दैट अंडरलाय न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म? सी, द डिक्शनरी मीनिंग ऑफ हिस्टोरिसिज्म, जस्ट हिस्टोरिसिज्म, इज अ थियोरी दैट एम्फेसाइजेज द इम्पॉर्टेंस ऑफ हिस्ट्री. ठीक है, दिस इज द डिक्शनरी मीनिंग ऑफ हिस्टोरिसिज्म. सो द डिक्शनरी मीनिंग ऑफ हिस्टोरिसिज्म इज अ थियोरी दैट एम्फेसाइजेज द इम्पॉर्टेंस ऑफ हिस्ट्री एंड मेंटेन्स दैट सोशल एंड कल्चरल फिनोमिना आर डिटर्मिंड बाय हिस्ट्री. ठीक है, सो इन अदर वर्ड्स द इम्पॉर्टेंस ऑफ हिस्ट्री इज एम्फेसाइज्ड. एंड एक्सटेंडिंग दिस अ लिटिल फर्दर, एनी लिटरेरी टेक्स्ट और इवन फिनोमिना कैन नॉट बी एनालाइज्ड इन आइसोलेशन और आउटसाइड ऑफ द हिस्टोरिकल प्रोसेस. ठीक है, दिस इज वॉट हिस्टोरिसिज्म इज. देयरफॉर एट द आउटसेट वी कैन से दैट हिस्टोरिसिज्म इज अपोज टू रशियन फॉर्मलिज्म, इज अपोज टू न्यू क्रिटिसिज्म टू द एक्सटेंट दैट दे इंसिस्ट ऑन, मतलब रशियन फॉर्मलिज्म और न्यू क्रिटिसिज्म इंसिस्ट ऑन जस्ट वर्ड्स ऑन अ पेज. ठीक है, और जस्ट द टेक्स्टुअल एस्पेक्ट और द टेक्स्टुअल पार्ट टोटली डाइवोर्स फ्रॉम हिस्टोरिकल कॉन्टेक्स्ट. ठीक है, दिस इज वॉट रशियन फॉर्मलिज्म इज, राइट? दिस इज वॉट न्यू क्रिटिसिज्म इज, राइट? दे फोकस मोस्टली ऑन द textual aspect. So already we see that historicism is opposed to the other critical practices such as Russian formalism and new criticism. And a good way to understand new historicism is by considering a famous line by the critic Louis Montrose. Okay, Louis Montrose, he once said that in new historicism there is a, quote, a reciprocal concern with the historicity of texts and the textuality of history. Okay, this is within quotations, okay? That there is a reciprocal concern with the historicity of texts and the textuality of history. So we can say that the difference between just historicism or old historicism versus new historicism is that old historicism argues that literature reflects history, okay? Or literature is shaped by history, okay? Yehi padhte hain hum log. Whereas new historicism would say that history and literature are mutually constitutive. मतलब दे बोथ इन्फ्लुएंस ईच अदर. इट इज नॉट दैट लिटरेचर इज ओनली इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय हिस्ट्री एंड हिस्ट्री इज नॉट इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय लिटरेचर. बोथ इन्फ्लुएंस ईच अदर. ठीक है, सो कीप इन माइंड देर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन ओल्ड हिस्टोरिसिज्म एंड न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म एंड देर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन रशियन फॉर्मलिज्म, न्यू क्रिटिसिज्म एंड न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म. ठीक है, बिकॉज रशियन फॉर्मलिज्म एंड न्यू क्रिटिसिज्म, ठीक है, न्यू क्रिटिसिज्म डू नॉट पे मच अटेंशन टू हिस्टोरिकल कॉन्टेक्स्ट और हिस्ट्री. वेर एज इन न्यू हिस्टोरिसिज्म देर इज एम्फेसिस ऑन हिस्ट्री एंड इट इज सेड दैट हिस्ट्री एंड लिटरेचर आर म्यूचुअली कॉन्स्टिट्यूटिव. And this is what Louis Montrose is trying to say when he says that in new historicism there is a reciprocal concern with the historicity of texts and the textuality of history. Now this is a very important line that Louis Montrose has said. Okay, let's try to understand this in slightly more detail. Okay, it is just saying that every text, be it a literary text, be it a cultural text, religious text, is conditioned by the historical milieu in which it is produced. Along with this, it is arguing that no matter how objective or dispassionate a writer claims to be, matlab any writer who may have written a text, no matter how objective a writer claims to be, a writer's perceptions, biases, economic compulsions always tend to influence the writer's judgments. Consequently, any writer's literary output or writings will be influenced by the writer's perceptions, biases, economic compulsions, okay? And this is the reason why it is said that every text, be it cultural, be it literary, be it religious, is conditioned by the historical milieu in which it was produced, okay? Because just think about it in this way. If the writer who writes a text is influenced by various cultural, historical, material, psychological conditions or factors, it means that even the texts that are being composed, they are also being influenced by all of these various factors. Okay? Simple, eh? This is a very simple thing to understand, right? Now, the second part of what Louis Montrose says that a reciprocal concern with the historicity of texts. Okay? This was the first part. And the textuality of history. Iska kya matlab hai? Okay? Textuality of history. See, think about it in this way. That history, okay, when we read history, we think that it is very objective, free from biases. But that is not the case. In reality, history itself is very textual So why is or how is history textual? क्या मतलब है इसका? See, for any historical event or development, there can be multiple interpretations. ठीक है? This is a simple fact to understand, right? For any historical event or development, there can be multiple interpretations. Say, for instance, the French Revolution. Say, for instance, the independence of India from Great Britain. There can be various interpretations. But history is not just a record of factual information, ठीक है? But also has a lot of interpretation. So when we read history, we not only read facts that this battle happened on this day, this year. A lot of interpretation is also there. And not just interpretation, also reinterpretation and many a times misinterpretation. All of these are also a part of history. Interpretation, reinterpretation and misinterpretation. So just think about it that how can there be multiple interpretations, misinterpretations of the same event or development in history? How and why? The simple answer is that history is textual. That is why. So just as it happens with a literary text, for instance, the famous play written by William Shakespeare, Hamlet. A critic may ask, why does Hamlet, the character Hamlet, not kill his father's murderer? Okay? This is a very simple and classic question. Now, a critic like Ernest Jones, okay, a very famous critic like Ernest Jones, would say that Hamlet is indecisive. Okay? Hamlet is indecisive because of his Oedipus complex. Okay? Because if you have read Psychoanalytic Criticism, this is what Ernest Jones says about the character Hamlet, about his inability to straight away kill the father's murderer. Okay? But another critic, a different critic, can say that, no, it's not Oedipus complex, it's just human nature. That before killing someone, we have to decide that that person's guilt or that person is guilty beyond reasonable doubt. And also that his actions or the culprit's or the perpetrator's actions merit death penalty or deserve death penalty, right? And likewise, there can be 100 explanations of the same thing. But we all know that only one interpretation or explanation can be true. How can 100 differing, mutually contradictory explanations be true? They can't be true, right? So similar is the case with history. Even history is like this. Read different historians and you'll find differing explanations of the same thing, of the same event. So, this is just to suggest that history is textual. Okay? So, this is what the second part of Louis Montrose's statement means. That new historicism is concerned with the reciprocal concern with the historicity of texts and the textuality of history. Okay? Textuality of history. Okay? Now, after that, you should know that new historicism has two varieties. Okay? One is called new historicism, okay, which we have been reading. And this is the American version. And the other is called cultural materialism. Okay? Cultural materialism. And this is the British version. Okay? Now, the main thinkers or theorists in the cultural materialism or in the British version are Raymond Williams, Alan Sinfield, then Jonathan Dolimore, okay? Jonathan Dolimore, and then Graham Holderness. Okay? All of these are contributors to cultural materialism. Okay? Afterwards, the main thinkers or theorists in new historicism are Stephen Greenblatt, okay, Stephen Greenblatt, then Michel Foucault, Louis Montrose, okay. Then one more theorist you should know about is Catherine Gallagher, okay. Catherine Gallagher. What is the spelling of Gallagher? G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R, okay. Now Catherine Gallagher and Stephen Greenblatt have collaborated in writing a very famous book called Practicing New Historicism, okay. Practicing New Historicism. Ye title hai book ki, okay. Now broadly speaking, what is the difference between new historicism and cultural materialism? Okay? Is the difference only related to name? The answer is no. There are just few other differences. Okay? Not only the difference in name, but few other differences. Otherwise, most of it is same. Okay? So what is the first difference? The first difference is the amount of emphasis on political outlook. And the second difference is the degree of emphasis on post-structuralist perspective that is used. Okay? So political outlook and amount of emphasis on post-structuralist perspective. And by political outlook, I mean, you know, cultural materialists believe that their criticism is oriented towards political intervention. How? They believe that, you know, with the help of subversive ideas and practices or critical interpretations, they can bring about social change for the better. Okay? The cultural materialists believe this. But the new historicists do not insist that they can bring about any kind of political or social change. Because They believe that even their interpretation or analysis is very subjective in nature, and that their interpretation is just a discourse, okay, within quotes, just a discourse amongst many other discourses that are out there, okay. And here discourse is used in the way proposed by Michel Foucault, okay. So it is the Foucaultian idea of discourse that the new historicists use. So new historicists maintain that other discourses in literary and non-literary texts are conditioned by a writer's biases, or let's say perceptions, or social conditions, or legal or economic compulsions. And similarly, even their critical writings, means the writings of the new historicists or new historicism, is in no way free from error or intrinsically superior to other forms of discourses or critical interpretations. It is just one of the many discourses that are out there. Okay? So that is why the new historicists are not inclined towards political intervention like the cultural materialists are. Okay? So the difference between cultural materialism and new historicism is that the cultural materialists are more inclined towards political intervention, whereas new historicists are not. Okay? They are not inclined. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just keep in mind, what is the difference between new historicism and cultural materialism? Uske baad, what is the difference between old historicism and new historicism? Along with this, you should also be aware of the major works or major writings of the important theorists or scholars, both in the field of new historicism as well as cultural materialism. Take care.